Any clinical research concepts that you think are exciting or moving forward in terms of adjuvant therapy?
I think obviously the big area of interest is in combining biologics with cytotoxic chemotherapy. And that can be either the anti-VEGF antibody bevacizumab Avastin, or there are clinical trials going on both here in the United States and in Europe looking at the potential role of the anti-EGFR antibody cetuximab Erbitux in combination with FOLFOX. And so I think just as we're seeing in the metastatic disease setting where the integration of biologic therapy with cytotoxic chemotherapy has significantly improved time to tumor progression, overall survival, I think the hope is that the integration of these biologic therapies with chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting will do the same in terms of improving both disease-free as well as overall survival.
Can you talk a little bit about panitumumab?
Panitumumab is a very interesting IgG2 monoclonal antibody that targets the epidermal growth factor receptor. It is a fully human antibody in contrast to cetuximab Erbitux, which is a chimeric antibody. When one looks at the mechanism of action, virtually identical to that of Erbitux, and with respect to clinical activity as monotherapy, I think the recent phase 2 study that was reported by Randy Hecht and colleagues showing a response rate of 10 to 12% is pretty much in line with what we've seen in all the studies with Erbitux thus far. I think the one potential advantage with panitumumab therapy is that the incidence of hypersensitivity infusion reactions is significantly reduced, in fact, less than 1%, which is different than that which we've seen with Erbitux therapy. So the incidence of hypersensitivity infusion reactions seems to be less. Erbitux, it's probably somewhere in the range of 5 to 7%, and actually fairly well handled by premedication with IV Benadryl. But obviously, I think not having to worry about the infusion reaction certainly is a potential plus with panitumumab. The other potential advantage, based on the pharmacokinetics of the phase 1 study, it looks like there's a similar PK profile with a weekly schedule, every 2-week schedule, and perhaps an every 3-week schedule. And so in particular, the every 2-week schedule of panitumumab would have a great deal of appeal if one were to think of integrating that with either FOLFOX, FOLFIRI, or perhaps some of the Zoloda-based combinations that are now going to an every 2-week schedule.